Live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios, it's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey LaBounty.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. I'm Corey LaBounty, along with Mark Lasseter and our main man, Charlie, running the board. You can give us a call at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Auto Sales and Financial Hotline. We'll be glad to talk with you about high school sports or anything else that's on your mind with these winter sports concluding and our spring sports right around the corner. And just a quick recap about what we talked about in the first hour of the Prep Sports Report. Today, huge basketball being played at Jag Gym. It's the Capital City versus the Port City High School event, and it starts at 1 o'clock p.m. And at 1 o'clock p.m., it's Elwood Christian from the Montgomery area taking on Faith Academy. There'll be a two-hour break where fans can go watch the University of South Alabama men take on Georgia Southern right down the way at the Mitchell Center. And then after that game is over, the high school basketball will continue at 5 o'clock with Park Crossing taking on Blount, followed by at 6:30 an outstanding matchup, the LaFleur Rattlers take on the Carver Montgomery Wolverines, who are the defending 6A state champion, and the nightcap, an 8 o'clock p.m. scheduled tip, the McGill-Tulin Yellow Jackets. Head coach Philip Murphy will take on the Robert E. Lee Generals, who are ranked the number two team in the 7A poll in the state of Alabama. And again, all wonderful matchups. High school basketball today at Jag Gym. Come out and support your local high school basketball, because it doesn't get any better than the teams that are coming here for the Capital City versus Port City second annual classic. And coach, we also had the debate in the first hour about Mr. Football. And when you look at Mr. Football, Bo Nix was the winner of Mr. Football, and his numbers were phenomenal. But there were a couple of guys to where you just weren't sure who was actually going to win Mr. Football. Was it going to be Talia Tungavailoa, or was it going to be Bo Nix? It ultimately was Bo Nix. And you know, you have to ask yourself, could Talia win Mr. Football? He did win 7A back of the year, which is, in and of itself, is a tremendous honor. But Bo Nix ultimately won the award.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you shine on the biggest stage and the biggest part of the season, if there's a close proximity to who's going to win, who's done more for your team, when you shine in the biggest stage, you usually get the nod. Even though both players are very good and both of them have a lot of similarities about how they do what they do, and both of them are very deserving. But, you know, just Talia didn't play as well in the final game as Bo did. And, you know, and now he's headed on down to Auburn, where I think it's a wide-open battle at quarterback. You know, I think that's a wide-open fight down there. Between himself and I think the boy's name is Gate. Was it Joey Gatewood?
It is.
And he was the kind of the guy they've been. I guess it was the one I got the feeling was kind of penciled in as the guy to follow Stidham. But we didn't even see him last year. He got hurt, didn't he? He got hurt beginning of the season, so don't really know what he can do. But I did see him play, you know, in the Under Armour All-American game a year ago, and he's got great talent. Big kid. Size comparisons to, like, Cam Newton. He's that big. Runs well, throws well, good quarterback. But I'm just telling you, Bo Nix is not coming in there to go ahead and just – I think he feels like coming in, he's got a shot to win this deal.
You look at Bo Nix, he finished second in Alabama High School Athletic Association career passing yards with 10,386. And why is he second? Because some guy by the name of Jamarcus Russell had 10,774 all-time passing yards. And you look at Bo Nix's 2018 season, the AHSL single season rank, passing touchdowns, he finished with 50. Passing attempts, 447. Passing yards this season, 3795. Touchdowns accounted for, 57. Completions, 267. And total offense, 4,211 yards. And all within top 10 categories in the AHSAA single season rank. So you can definitely see why Bo Nix was nominated for Mr. Football and actually won Mr. Football this past week in Montgomery, Coach.
Yeah, and I'm proud. I'm really proud for him. And, you know, his daddy, tremendous quarterback at Auburn years ago, and he's done a fantastic job as a high school football coach. And I'm looking forward to watching him, his career, continue to move on.
And here's a wrap-up of all the winners for the Alabama Sports Writers Association Football Awards that were held in Montgomery. The Class 7A Back of the Year was Talia Tungavailoa of Thompson. The Class 6A Lineman of the Year was Clay Webb of Oxford, who's going to be playing for Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs. The Class 6A Back of the Year was, of course, Bo Nix from Pinton Valley. The Class 5A Lineman of the Year was Vigor's own Fred Austin, and Fred Austin finished the season with 109 tackles, including 22 for a loss, and had 12 sacks. So he definitely had outstanding numbers throughout the entire season. The Class 5A Back of the Year was Javonta Leatherwood of Central Tuscaloosa. The Class 4A Lineman of the Year was UMS Wright's Will Breland, who we talked about in hour number one. The Class 4A Back of the Year was Lee Witherspoon of North Jackson. The Class 3A Lineman of the Year was Jalen Sims of Fultondale. The Class 3A Back of the Year was Daquan Johnson of Flemington. The Class 2A Lineman of the Year, Arian Gregory of Laverne. And you go and look at your Class 2A Back of the Year, Samario Flip Rudolph of Cottage Hill, and his numbers were extremely staggering. 81 passes for 1,667 yards, 24 touchdowns. The Class 1A Lineman of the Year was Alabama commit Jamarian Latham of Pickens County, and the Class 1A Back of the Year was St. Luke's Jermaine Brown. He was also the 2A Back of the Year a year ago, so now he has the 1A Back of the Year and the 2A Back of the Year trophy to add to his collection, and he's a recent commit to UAB football.
Yeah, you know, those guys have just – I'm really proud of those two guys, our 1A and 2A Backs of the Year coming out of our area right here, because they really – got to show what they could do in big games, in the playoffs, and they're just tremendous athletes and have done a great job at what they do. And we look forward – both of those guys are seniors this year, and I think they'll be moving on and looking forward to seeing what they do in the future, because they sure were fun to watch. I'm glad we don't have to play Flip anymore. I don't want to see him. He just ran passes left and right.
Yeah, tremendous honor. And to end the football season on Wednesday, January 30th, will be the Crichton Optimist Club Players of the Year, Team of the Year, Coaches of the Year. They always do an outstanding job supporting local high school athletics each and every week and honoring a Player of the Week, a Scholar Athlete of the Week as well. So we want to thank the Mobile Crichton Optimist Club for all the support of high school athletics.
Absolutely. Anything we can do to support our athletes in any way, shape, or form, anytime we can do something positive for kids is a great thing. Crichton does that and has done it for years, and we just appreciate all that they do and are going to continue to do in the future. Coming up on the next segment, Corey, you want to introduce who's going to be our next guy, our guest on the radio with us?
Yeah, Lawrence Yelding is the new head football coach at BC Rain. He's moving over from Daphne High School, to where he spent close to 20 years of his life. So he's going to make the transition over to the Mobile County Public School System and take over the Red Raider program. Plenty of talent over in BC Rain Red Raider land, as their basketball teams, both boys and girls, are very productive, and they have such great athletics and academics over there. Principal Ed Sanderson does a wonderful job leading the Red Raider program. And when you look at Edwin Burke, he's the boys basketball coach and athletic director. They play a scrappy brand of basketball also, but taking the helm now, somebody that I know you've known for a very long time, will be the new head football coach at BC Rain, Lawrence Yelding.
Yeah, and you know, Lawrence has just done a great job all his career. It's been my pleasure to watch this young man coach from afar. I've never coached with him, but I've watched him coach. I've watched what his players do in football and in softball. And Lawrence is always one of those guys who's always keeps a really calm demeanor. You know, he can be tough when he has to be tough, but he's always a very calm demeanor and just a guy you want to be on, want to be leading your kids. He's just really good.
We'll be coming right back on the Prep Sports Report, and you'll be hearing from the new head coach at BC Rain. He'll be leading the football team next year in the 2019 football season. Lawrence Yelding joining us on the Prep Sports Report coming up next right here on FM Talk 106.5.
On the Prep Sports Report Radio Network. It's the Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha Insurance. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report here on Saturday morning, beautiful Mobile, Alabama. Looks like we got a little rain in the forecast today, Charlie. Looks like it's going to rain on us a good bit, and just for y'all, you listeners out there, Rick and Corey have had to go do some basketball responsibilities this morning. I got basketball games going on, and I'm left here to run this thing, and Charlie's going to help me through it, so y'all bear with us. But first up today on our segment right now is a really good friend of mine and a guy who has just done a fantastic job as a coach and in Daphne, and he is taking a new position as head football coach at BC Rain High School. And I just want to welcome Coach Lawrence Yelding into our studio this morning. And, Coach, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. Tell us about what's going on. I know there's you got a million things going on. You know, how long have you coached at Daphne?
I've been at Daphne for, this would have been my 20th year.
That's what I thought.
Year 20.
I got you.
Of course, I came there in 1990. Nine under Coach Stab and worked there for him football wise and did the softball team and stayed on with Coach Vic through his years and did the first year with Coach King. So I've been there for a moment doing both girls softball and football.
And Coach, you've done a great job too. I mean, I said earlier, I've never had an opportunity to coach with you, but I have watched you from afar, and you've done a fantastic job. And congratulations on this new job here at BC Rain. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's a great place to be. First of all, just let me thank Mr. Sanderson and Coach Burke for the opportunity for seeing something in me to give me the opportunity to come over there and try to speak a little into those young people's lives. It's a great place. I actually finished up over there my first week this past week, and it's just astounding just to see the things that are going on there and the desire that those young people have to compete. As we watched basketball last night, girls and boys, and did some stuff in the weight room yesterday after school, it's just amazing. Really looking forward to it because, again, in my opinion, there's a diamond in the rough. And I'm gonna try to get in there and try to cultivate some things and get some good things going. And I think we're gonna be pretty good. We should be fine,
Coach. Tell us a little bit about what you have from what you're able to find out. I know you've been only a week, but I'm sure you've been able to find a little bit about what you got coming back, where your strengths and weaknesses may be, and what some of those things that you're gonna have to work on to get ready for next year.
Well, one of the biggest things, exciting news was, it's always good for you. They had a young man, Mr. Hudson, that, got an offer from Alcorn, I believe it was, on Wednesday. So, from an offensive line standpoint, we look for him, to be able to do really good things. As I'm watching him run around out there a little bit, doing drills and things, I think we should be decent at running back position. And they had a lot of young people. As I've looked at some film, and I'm asking, what grade was this guy in? What grade was this guy in? There were a lot of ninth and tenth graders last year that were pressed into play last year, and they have a skill set. They just kind of got pushed around a little bit because they weren't quite strong, which of course, that's age and maturity, and the weight room and things of that nature that if we can get in, and as we have gotten in, we can get that mentality and that mindset. We just got to work hard and outwork our opponents. I think we'll be fine. So that's going to be the biggest thing, getting them to, one, buy into that idea of the weight room. We have to do a better job in the weight room. One of the things I've kind of looked at over this first week. Again, there's three things that we have to do, but we'll get it done. We'll definitely get it done.
You know, Coach, I know you were right. You're under Coach Savarese and Coach Vickery, and then Coach King. But if you spent a lot of your career under Coach Savarese and then Coach Vickery, and there are some things that you probably took from each one of those coaches that I know I did with Coach Sav when I worked for him. What are some things that, if you think off the top of your head, that you learned from the guy? I'd have always learned from the guys I worked for. And what are the things that you've learned from these two men that may help you going forward as your first job as head coach?
First of all, you have to always be honest with them. You got to tell them up front, set your expectations of what it is that you're going to expect from them. And you have to be consistent in what it is that you do. It doesn't matter if it's the starting quarterback or it's the last guy that's going to get in the game on Friday. No one is bigger than the team. We all preach I and that component of it. But in dealing with those individuals, as well as watching what you were able to do at Fairhope, those were things that were just things that you did not see. You didn't see kids typically running the organization or the program. So from Coach Sav, it was, again, discipline, structure, buying into the plan, holding players accountable, but first and foremost, not just the players holding the coaches accountable in this whole process, because that's where it all starts. It starts at the tops and then it kind of runs down. And of course, you have to love the kids. You just got to love on them. You got to discipline. You got to get on them. But it's much easier, to, as they say, to attract them or to get them when they know that you love them and that you're going to take care of them. You have their best interest at heart.
That's right. I remember one time a young player told me, he said, "Coach, one thing I enjoyed about playing for your all staff there is that you cared about us as individuals, not just football players."
That's right.
That was a big deal. My coach, I'll just tell you, I'm just really excited. Now, tell us about what you got to do this spring. I know you probably get. I know you've already talked about your weight program. You could get that going, and then spring training will come up later in the spring. And how is that going? What do y'all plan to do?
Well, we're definitely going to try to find us a game for this spring. I think that was one of the things that they missed on last year. Kind of got a late start with everything that was going on. So, again, with Mr. Sanderson and Coach Berg kind of pushing the envelope a little bit and getting me in there early. Like now, we have, we should be able to get enough things done and get some things installed to where, we can go out and compete. I think that's the biggest thing is, trying to get them back out there and let them see, some of the gains. Because we'll make a lot of gains from now until the beginning of May. Plans are, we'll start at the 1st of May, so I'll let all spring sports get done, get finished up, so that we can get everybody out there that wants to be out there, and then we'll start that process, culminating with the spring game. Currently looking for a spring game. There's a couple people that have, I think, reached out to existing coaches on the staff, letting them know that they're looking for a team in a three-way match, maybe a single deal somewhere out there. So we're just trying to, we're going to try to play a spring game, try to identify who those players are, figure out what our needs are going to be going into the summer so we can kind of shore those up to get ready to play. And one of the more complicated regions in this area.
Right.
We definitely have our work cut out.
Coach, I'm looking forward to watching. We're about to go to a break here in a minute, and I just want to tell you thank you for joining us and being with us. And you know how I feel about you, buddy. I wish you the very best of luck. Anything that we can ever do for you, give us a holler, and we'd be glad to be there for you.
I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, thank you, pal. That was Lawrence Yelding, the new head football coach at BC Rain High School, and Man, I'll tell you what, I don't think BC Rain could have done a better job of finding the guy who might be the right fit for that job. You know, Lawrence is just a guy that, you know, I think the world of. Most people who know him think the world of, and I don't think anybody can hardly find a bad thing to say about the man. And I'm just looking forward to watching him in his first head coaching job there. In our next segment, we're going to have Bayside Academy's athletic director and soccer coach, Jamie Ferguson, is going to be with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his spring sports coming up and then what's going on in soccer. Look forward to talking with him. Come back with us the next few minutes on the Prep Sports Report.
PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to your hosts, Rick Cleveland, Mark Lasseter, and Corey Labounty.
All right, welcome back to the Prep Sports Report here in Mobile, Alabama. On the CNC Financial Auto Sales Communications Lines, we have David. David, how are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great, Coach. How are you this morning?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be Rick Cleveland. I'm just telling you.
Well, we all drive. That's for sure.
Tell us what you got this morning.
I've got a lot full of cars. I've done a lot of tax season. I've got cars from $3,000 to $25,000 and everything in between. So if I don't have it, I can get it. So
I hear you, brother. Tell them where you're located.
We are in Crichton, right? It's the Spring Hill Avenue split and Moffitt split with at 3150 Moffitt Road. You can get us at cncfinancialandautosales.com. And we also have the party bus, premierpartybus.net. So there's plenty of ways to reach it.
I hear you, brother. I appreciate you. We appreciate all you do and supporting this program, and look forward to seeing you again next week, buddy.
Same to you. Come by and have a sausage dog with
me. I need to get by. I'll come by soon.
On.
All right, buddy.
See you later.
All right, man. Next up, we're going to talk with Jamie Ferguson, who is our athletic director at Bayside Academy. And Jamie has got a big job in that alone. He also has coached soccer team. And he won't admit it. We always, every single time we step on, we want to win a state championship. So he's got two big jobs to do every day that he gets to work. So let's welcome Jamie Ferguson on. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. You know what I mean? I'm just feeling good and glad to be here, and enjoyed spending a little time with you that yesterday afternoon watching our kids play a little basketball. But, you know, first I'd like to ask you, Coach, about your soccer team coming up. I know y'all get started here. You know, you've been working out, and y'all are going to get started here pretty soon.
Yeah. Obviously, we've been conditioning here for the last few weeks and just before Christmas. But, you know, we can start officially practicing this Monday, so the boys are excited. I'm excited, but it's a long season, so we're gonna be working hard.
Tell us about kind of who you're looking at in y'all's class, or in just soccer in general in our area. The teams that you're going to play this year that you know they're going to be really good. It's going to be good games, good competition.
Yeah, we have a tough classification when you go statewide, when you pull in the likes of Westminster Oak Mountain and Altamont up from Birmingham. Indian Springs were always in our area, but they've been pushed up to 4A now with the size of their school. So you get into the playoffs and you face some pretty tough competition. So during the season, we try to play, teams locally that can challenge us and prepare us for those games. So, you know, we play the likes of Fairhope, and we've got Murphy on the schedule this season, and we will also be making a trip over to Enterprise. We always go home and away with them. We reverse it every season. So Enterprise is a great challenge for us, a big school, and they always put out a good side.
That is some, you know, those are some big schools, and it really helps you get those guys ready for the playoff run once you get in, because that is a grueling playoff run. I know I've watched you guys do it the last several years and have done a great job with them too, Coach, and I just want you to know that. But I'm going to change your hat for a minute. We're going to take your soccer hat off and put your athletic director cap on. Tell us about some things that have been going on already at Bayside this year and some of the other sports, some of the other things that you've noticed and seen and some of the accomplishments that have been made.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, you know, the fall we had a great fall on Bayside's campus, you know, with volleyball and cross-country. Football didn't end how we wanted it to end, you know, making the playoffs, as you know, Mark. But at the same time, what a way to end the season with those victories and, I mean, inner victories within ourselves and then, you know, victories on the field. And,
right.
You know, congratulations to Mac and Jimbo for their state recognitions and then Phil's recognition as a, you know, an inductee to the Hall of Fame. So it was a success on that end. But winter's been busy. Basketball's been, you know, in full swing, as we were mentioning. We were there last night. I do have to mention what a difference our basketball cheer squad has made to the atmosphere. Huh, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank Donna Williams for the great job
she's
doing with
Coach Donna.
Yes.
she's done a terrific job.
Those girls really do a great job, Jimmy. They have a lot of they really like being there. They really like what they're doing. It's really encouraging to watch those girls.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, with that, our competitive cheerleaders are actually preparing. They leave to go to the national championship at the first week of February. So, you know, they're working hard with Coach Leffert, and we wish them the best of luck when they head down there. You know, we've also got indoor track. I mean, we've got we set two new school records here these last few weeks. I think in the 4x200, and then we also had Patrick Daves breaking his older brother's record in the 60-meter hurdle. So we've had a busy winter, and also just been preparing for what we all know in schools is a very busy spring.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jamie Ferguson, athletic director and head soccer coach at Bayside Academy. And, Coach, tell us about the spring sports and what all there are all kinds of things going on and how you as athletic director have to make all that happen. I mean, it's a big, big deal. So tell us a little bit about our spring sports and upcoming things and what all is going on and things that anything off the top of your head.
Yeah, well, making it all happen is teamwork, and these coaches do a terrific job. Obviously, you know, Mark, you're a great asset, but I would definitely say there's a lot of excitement around baseball. I think Coach Troy Brown has got the boys working hard, and I can sense, and I'm sure you can, there's excitement in the air about the baseball season. You know, we've just talked about soccer, golf. You know, you have golf just about to tee off.
Yeah, you got Tori Rouse coming back. You know, she was one of the top girls in the state in 3A last year. She's going to lead a little team this year. It's going to be young under her, so excited to watch Caroline BB Skatow take that group out and play.
And we also have a very, I mean, we have a young boys, and I think, you know, with the likes of Middleton, Camiardi, I mean, these guys, you know, and Colbert, they have some talent on the boys' side also.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they're going to have a pretty good little run this year. They're going to get a little bit better as the season progresses, and track team's going to have a lot of fun this spring.
Yeah, Coach Swaggart has a terrific track program, and I'm excited to see what they can achieve this year. And we'll be hosting a few events with, you know, our new track surface, and we are excited about what Joe can do with those guys. And then tennis, you know, we've got Coach Kirby back to help with the boys. And then Coach Puckett on the girls' side, I mean, they had a remarkable season last year winning it. And, you know, they have a lot of good talent on the girls' side.
They do. And, I tell you what I really love about the coaches that you just mentioned, all of those guys, and, of course, Ann Schilling and Phil Lazzaby and Doug Lefford, just they're great people. And they're great teachers. Those are things that I see, Coach.
Correct. I mean, you know, we just mentioned at the beginning of this segment about, you know, the football didn't exactly end with us getting where we wanted to go. But, you know, those guys you just mentioned, yourself, Lazenby, Leffert, I mean, what teachers, what life lessons they taught the football players and how they finished the season and, you know, what they can take from that for life. I think is so much more impactful than making the first round of the playoffs. I mean, yeah. I think it is an asset that we have, and I'm sure other schools have, but I know firsthand that I'm blessed to have a staff that I have.
You know, Coach, I was sitting, we got a couple more minutes before we have to get off, but I was listening on the sideline last night to Ralph Watson, Coach, and Brittany Davidson, Coach, our basketball teams, and I was just amazed. They coach them hard, they coach them tough, but in every little segment you hear something about what's going to make you a better athlete is also make you a better person.
Person, yeah. That's what it's all about, Mark.
That's right, buddy.
That is what it's all about.
Coach, thank you for being with us. We've had Jamie Ferguson on from Bayside Academy. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning, and I guess I'll see you Tuesday, and we've got some more basketball to watch.
That's right. I'm actually watching basketball right now. My little nephew just made Steph Curry a shot that Steph Curry probably couldn't make. So well done, Preston.
I hear you, buddy. Thank you, Coach. Thank you so much for being here with us.
All right, see you, man. Thanks, Mark.
In the next segment, we'll have our Grace segment coming up, which, of course, you know, is one of our favorite things to do. In that segment is talk about what sports, God, character, faith, all of these things can intertwine in different ways. And it's amazing the stories that we can tell about things that have happened. And on our Grace segment coming up, I'm going to tell you a little story about a young man that I coached many years ago. And I hope you'll enjoy the story and a little bit about that and about what the story actually is all about and what it means. It's what we're going to do in the Grace segment. So there's a lot of things going on. You know, we got basketball going on at South Alabama today. We've got, is there a pro football game on today? I think there is. I don't know. Do the Saints and the Rams play today? I can't remember. I don't remember which one of them play. But I know there's a big games good on coming on tomorrow with the Patriots and the Chiefs. That ought to be a lot of fun to watch, to see the Chiefs, the kind of team that's taking the stage, and then the old guys up at New England who've been there winning it and doing that all these years. So that ought to be a lot of fun to watch tomorrow. So I hope you guys get the time to – shouldn't have much to do outside today. It's going to rain most all day long, so maybe you want to just have a seat and watch a little football, take you eat some good groceries while you're sitting around watching some ball today. But a lot of good things going on. Spring sports coming up. Basketball's getting into the thick part of area play. We won't be long before we start playoffs with them. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch those things, those teams, as they really start battling here toward the end of it to get to that point where they need to get into the playoffs. That ought to be a lot of fun to watch. Please come back and join us in the next few minutes when we have the Grace segment. And we look forward to talking to you then.
This segment of the Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
I do love that song. Boy, it brings back memories of watching that show when I was a kid. Camp Grace is located in West Mobile and is a summer home of Camp Rapahoe, Camp MASH, Camp Smile, Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. You know, I've been out there. I've been fortunate to go out to Camp Grace several times, and there is a true feeling of God's grace when you get on that campus. You know that on that camp, the people have been praying and praying for other folks and praying for the safety of other folks while on the site at the camp or not there, and praying for God to help each one of those folks in their lives. And you can just feel it when you come on to that drive under the gate where it says Camp Grace above the top of them, you drive through, and it's just a really good experience. And being out there, the times that I've been out there, mainly for football camp, at the same time in those football camps were some great times for some inspirational talks from various folks who came in and spoke to our kids and some of our coaches who spoke to our kids. It's just a really good place. Camp Grace, thank you for this segment. We really appreciate what it allows us to do, to talk some things about our faith, about our beliefs, and how all this stuff in sports is intertwined. Now, let's lead that into a little thing that happened this week. It started about 20-something years ago when a young man came to Benjamin Russell High School, where I was a young coach. I was coaching wrestling, and I think it was back in the early 90s when Roderick wrestled for me. His name was Roderick Spradley. And Roderick came in and on our team and was just a hard-nosed go-getter. Sometimes he got a little bit too out of control, but just kind of had to pull him back into the realm a little bit of discipline, et cetera. But nothing ever really bad. Just, you know, Roderick being Roderick. But he was a competitor from day one, and I was so proud of him and his 4 years there. And he graduated, and he's gone on, and I've moved away, and I haven't seen Roderick until last year. He got me on Facebook and sent me a message and told me his son, one of his oldest son, was wrestling at Spanish Fort. And I got to go out to, I left this show and rode over to Spanish Fort and watched Benjamin Russell wrestle. And I hadn't seen a wrestling match since I left there in 96. And it's just been a long time since I'd really seen a wrestling match. And then to go back and see one of my former wrestlers, child wrestle, was really special, and got to spend some time with Roderick and his family, and it was really moving for me, and I think it was for Roderick as well. We got to just sit and talk about things, about old times, and then watching his son wrestle. Well, the other day, his oldest son is named Ryan. Ryan was wrestling in a tri meet there in Alex City, which the Wildcats won. But it's three different matches that go on that day. And in one of those matches, Ryan, Roderick's son, and I'm pretty sure he's a senior this year, won his 50th match, which is quite a milestone for kids in wrestling. Some kids, you know, we talked about, I think it was in Spanish Fort last year, it won like 80-something matches or more than that. I can't remember, but a lot of wrestling matches. But Roderick's son won his 50th match, and I saw it on Facebook, and I just hit like on it because I really wanted to know that I'd read it. And he sends me a message back, and it says, "Coach, a lot of this is because of you, how you showed up and loved me as your own. Thanks, Coach. I can never repay you for the lessons you taught me through love and discipline." Well, when I read it, of course, you know me, I got all teary. And it's not, I want you all to understand, this is not about me. This is about what happens every day across America in the lives of coaches. This is just one that's personal. It happens every day. Every coach I know, especially old hats like me, who've had a chance to be around a while, we get messages and things from kids that tell us that, you know, at one time, at one place, we did something right. And it makes you feel really good. But what makes me feel even better is the fact that I was able to respond to Roderick and tell him, "I just want you to know, buddy, that I appreciate." And he made the statement, "I can't thank you enough." Well, he thanks me enough every single day that he gets up and loves his family, loves his wife, his children. He's a good son. He's a good brother. He's a good friend. He's a good person. He coaches and coached Little League for years in wrestling there. Those things is what repay me. When I see that, that is what, to me, that's what this deal of teaching and coaching is all about. And I wanted to thank Roderick. I did on this when I sent him a message back, thanking him for that specifically, thanking for him for reaching out to me. And then I got to say, you know, you're welcome, and thank you for what you have done as a dad, et cetera, et cetera. So coaches out there, those and parents and athletes, coaches love to hear from our former players and former athletes that played or just students in the classroom. And I was reminded of last year when I was sick and I got messages from kids that I had taught, never coached. They were in my class. A couple of them were in my – we had an advisement class. And I had them all for 4 years in that advising class. And they were a couple of them actually drove down to see me. And I hadn't seen them since 1994. And so that was quite special. And the things that they told me was quite special. And so when Roderick sends this, I just wanted to let the folks know that that's what coaches are supposed to do. That's what we do. And thank Roderick for that. Now, today, here on 106.5 at 3 o'clock, Auburn and Kentucky are going to square off in a basketball game, and this ought to be a pretty good matchup. You know, you got number 12 Kentucky, which is 3-1 in the conference, 13-3 overall, and Auburn at 14 in the country, at 12-1 in the conference, and 13-3 overall. And that's we're going to have that here. We won't have the pregame or postgame, but we will have the game itself. Here on 106.5 FM, and it ought to be a really good ball game. So I hope you can tune in to catch that right here on 106.5. And I want to thank all of our folks, out there for listening and being with us today. Thank our sponsors. I can't say enough about my friend Robert Deneef and Blue Water Lumber for all that they've done for this show for many years, and many other sponsors out there that we really appreciate. My man Cecil at Old Time Feed. Folks, have a great week. We look forward to seeing you again next week. May God bless you every day of your life.